Griffin, Perek Yud Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah now discusses what happens if you have a sefer. And in those days, a sefer meant a scroll like Megillas Esther, which is written in a long scroll, as opposed to a codex, which is what we're familiar with, which is like a book. Hayakober b'sefer alay skupa. You were sitting on the stoop and you were reading a sefer. Nizgalgal ha-sefer, but the other end of the sefer, you're holding onto one side of the scroll, but the other end of the scroll rolled. Nizgalgel, golo etzlo, you're allowed to roll it back to you, even though it rolled out, and your iskuba is like a rishus hayachid, even though it was nizgalgel, the other side into rishus harabim. Nonetheless, since this, it's, if you were to let it sit there, it's a bizayon, it's an embarrassment for this kisvei hakodesh that it should lie that way, lying into rishus harabim. And you're technically holding on to the other side, you're allowed to just continue it and roll it back into the hand that you're holding on to it. What if you're standing and reading on the roof, and it's galgal sefer miyado, and it rolled out of your hand into the avir, to the air of Rishus HaRabim, if it's above 10 tvachim, golo etzlo, you can just roll it back up to you, mishi yigiel asara tvachim hofcho alaksav. The first opinion of the Mishnah is that as long as it is above 10 tvachim, which is called the makom ptur, it's no man's land, you can roll it back. But if it's within 10 tvachim, you're not allowed to roll it back. You have to just fold it over onto the ksav, unlike the case of the iskupa. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Afilo in mesuak minaretz elam kamilo machad golo etzlo." As long as it hasn't landed on the floor, you can just roll it back up. Rabbi, since you're holding on to it, Rabbi Shimon says it's like the case of the iskupa. Afilo baaretz atzmo, even if it landed on the ground, you can roll it back up. Golo etzlo chesheim the chadavar shmishum shvus. There's no isad rabbanon omid b'fnei kisvei hakodesh that's going to stand in front of the kisvei hakodesh, the sanctified words. This sefer of Tanakh, which is now exposed, and therefore you're allowed to roll it back. Mishnah Dalad deals with a ledge, a porch outside of your rishus hayachid. So imagine you have a window, and your window from your rishus hayachid opens up, and there's a little ledge there. Let's say you have a planter on that ledge. Ziz, a ledge, shelefnei chalon, in front of a window. Nosen olavanot lemenu b'shabbos. Mefarshim point out, this is talking about, you don't have to worry about, carrying it out of rishus harabim because it's vessels that might break easily, like glassware. You're allowed to take from your rishus hayachid, your private domain, your house, open up the window, put it on the ledge, because the ledge is an extension of your private property. It's rishus hayachid. Omen adam rishus hayachid. Now we have even a bigger chiddush, although we're going to limit this in the next Mishnah tomorrow, please God. Omen adam rishus hayachid. A person is allowed to stand in a rishus hayachid. Umetaltal rishus harabim. I can stand here and stretch my hand out into the rishus harabim and handle something out there. Rishus harabim, taltal rishus hayachid, and vice versa. Uvovad, as long as shelo yotzi chutz me'arba amos. Of course, you're not allowed to bring it from one rishus into the other, but even to handle it in the outside rishus, in rishus harabim, you have to be careful, make sure, of course, not to move it outside of dalet amos. Obviously, it would be difficult with your arm, but if you flicked it or threw it, that would be a problem. So, technically speaking, if you're in one domain, you can handle something in a different domain, but as we'll see, there are limitations to this in the next Mishnah.